This is March 26, 1994. I guess if you want to start or give a history, then you have to start at the beginning. I was born in 1929, May 23rd. And then in October, the stock market crashed, and I guess that tells you something. It tells me that I couldn't take the Guernsey milk that we had at home. Gramps had Guernsey cows, and the milk was too rich for me. So they'd have to take a quart of milk down to the neighbors and trade it for a quart of Holstein milk. After that, I guess I got along pretty good with it. As we got older, I remember we used to every evening before we'd go to bed, we'd drink a cup of milk with sugar in it. And that was our bedtime snack. I don't know how old I was, but we had a garden patch down the road a little ways on the other side of the road. It must have been somewhere close to where the old schoolhouse used to sit, I guess. But I remember we planted potatoes there once. And I like planting potatoes, I guess, because I wanted to go down and plant again. I'd say, Billy Hibbley Gay Hoo-Hada Hunza. That would be, let's go on the hill and plant potatoes, but I didn't even pronounce it right in Dutch. I always put the H on it. I remember one year, one winter, when we had snow on the ground. Carson had been outside playing. For some reason, I wasn't out. But he played kind of a trick on me. He came in and said that somebody came by and left a bunch of trail below. Drive by the walkway by the road. And I got all excited. I wanted to see this baloney, and I went out there, and he just piled up a bunch of snow out there. I guess I've liked horses all my life. I remember when I might have been 3 or 4 years old, I found a blinder from an old horse bridle, which is kind of a big leather thing, but the size of a man's hand, a little bigger. That had one of horse's bridle to keep the horse from seeing behind him. Anyway, I found this and I laid this on the railing of the porch, and I'd get on that thing, that was my saddle, I was riding the horse. Somebody already mentioned about the wall telephone, crank telephone we used to have. I guess it got too expensive during the Depression. Gramps had it taken out, and he rigged up a earphone on the wire, and we could listen when somebody talked. I remember listening one time, and I had to go to the bathroom awful bad, but I didn't want to leave that earphone hanging there. I guess I was fascinated with that, listening on that thing. We had some problem. I don't know if we had the problem or just others in the neighborhood had a problem with somebody getting in the chicken houses at night, stealing chickens. Anyway, Gramps rigged up a trap for him. He stretched a string from the chicken house door to the house across the yard and rigged it up so it would trip a bell, make a bell ring. And sure enough, one night that bell went off. Gramps went out in the yard to check it out and see who was there. What he found was that the neighbor's cow had got out and walking through the yard and pulled a string. I don't know what gave him the idea of making a jail escape alarm, but I remember he did. One thing I remember, he had some weights. He made the weights with made them out of solder. He melted them down and had some, copper wire coming out the top, and at least I guess that's what it was all about. I mean, I think that's where it was connected to, with that system he had. And I remember playing with those little weights. I thought I was really fascinated with those things. But anyway, he never did do anything, never got a patent on it or anything. And I think after we moved to Virginia, he had talked to Willie Miller, and Willie got kind of interested. And they talked about going through with it to get it patented. I think the way it was supposed to work, the jail bars on the window were supposed to be hollow, and there'd be a wire or something running through that, and if somebody cut through the bar, then they would cut that wire, and the weight, I guess, would drop down and cause it to turn a switch or some kind somehow, and it would light up on a board where the jailer would know exactly where somebody was trying to get out. Back then, we didn't know anything about storm windows, and I can remember that in the cold winter mornings, we saw that Jack Frost was coming and make pictures all over the windows of Frost on the windows, made all kind of pretty designs. I particularly remember that we used to, in the morning after Gramps and Grammy got up, for some reason we thought their bed was so much nicer, I guess, and we, Carson and I, would go over in their bed after they were up, and then I guess we didn't sleep much anymore, because I remember looking out the window and looking at this Jack Frost, what Jack Frost had done. I remember one summer, I think maybe Lloyd Sitchens had already moved to Virginia. But for some reason, Lloyd was back up there, I think, with on some business or something, and he was there, and he was polishing his car one day. And he had white pants on. And I was out there, kind of had my nose in where I didn't have any business, I guess. And I remember being in the car, and the car was sitting on a side slope of a hill. And the door was open, and somehow or other, I fell out of the car. And I cut myself on a rock or something, and Lloyd picked me up and carried me in the house, and I just remember he had blood all over his white pants. Funny how children get ideas because they don't understand exactly what somebody's saying. I remember being at the neighbor's once in the evening, and it was getting long toward dark, or dusk at least, and the sky was real pink. And I remember the people wanting to stay longer, and Gramps said, it's getting short. It's about short. That means it's getting late. Well, to me, the sky being pink like that, I thought short meant it was pink. The sky was pink. Another time I remember Carson and I went with Gramps, I guess, to Walnut Creek, and Gramps had got a loaf of bread, and back then, of course, the bread wasn't sliced, it was just a whole loaf, and he went in another store and stayed quite a while, and Carson and I were in the car, and we got hungry, and so we started nibbling on the end of that. We pulled out a crumb or two off the end of that loaf, first thing you knew, we had quite a tunnel into that bread. I don't know how far in we dug, but it seemed like quite a ways. But that's what you do when you get hungry. I think it was at the same store, maybe, where I got my first candy bar. It was a Mr. Good bar. And I thought that was the best thing in the world. And I guess it's still my favorite candy.
After Gramps and Granny were married, they bought the farm from the rest of Gramps' brothers and sisters. And one of them, he had just borrowed money to pay him off. I know it was Claire, he was just paying her for years. He was paying on his, for the old bar, some money from the bank.